Well, boys and girls, just for a moment or two, I want to say something to you. Sometimes when my wife is baking, she sends me out to the shop for some things that she might run out of. Sometimes it's flour, and I've been known to bring back the wrong flour, but that's just me. I don't know much about flour. Sometimes it's eggs. Sometimes it's butter. Yesterday afternoon, it was two lemons. I wouldn't want you thinking she was making pies like that. Two lemons. So I went and I got the lemons for her. And sometimes I have to go and do that. But the other day I went out, I noticed something when I went to the shop for her. There are a number of people standing in the shop. This man had walked in front of me. He stood at the front and he said to the girl at the checkout, Pumpy it. And after a few minutes, he left. But he didn't give her any money. And I thought, maybe next time I come back, I'll get my petrol here too. And then in front of me, there was another lady, and she had a basket full of different kinds of groceries. And she stepped forward, and she talked away to the girl in the till, and she ran everything through the till. And then she packed up her bags, and she had spoken to the girl. She left. She didn't give the girl any money. So I thought, well, what's going on? Wonder, boys and girls, could you tell me what you think might have been going on? Why do you think the man came in, got his petrol and went on without giving her money, and then the lady with her groceries didn't see him? Why? Why? Well, if you don't know, maybe I'll give you the address of the place I go to. Anybody know? I'm sure you know, but you're afraid to say. Well, I'll tell you what they did, the man with the petrol and the lady with the groceries. They reached into their wallet like this and they pulled out a card. Now, I didn't know what card it was. I wasn't close enough for that. But I know that they pulled out a card and the girl reached over a little machine and they very carefully inserted it, put in their PIN number, and they paid for whatever they got. Now, that might seem good, doesn't it? You can do that with a credit card. But here's the problem. 2 or 3 weeks later, you get one of these. These in our house are a wee bit like my school report. They're looked at very carefully. But a few weeks after using your card to pay for all your material, you get a Visa card. This always interests me because it tells you the payment due date, gives you a breakdown of every time you've used your card and where you used it and what you bought. And then, of course, it also tells you your credit limit, the amount of money that you can spend. And when you reach that limit, you can't spend any more. But you know, no matter how much you spend, and no matter how often you use your credit card, there comes a time when the bill arrives. And when the bill arrives, it must be paid. So it's not really credit at all. It's just credit for a few weeks until payment has to be made. And you know, boys and girls, it's like that with sin. We do things that are wrong. The Bible calls that sin. We can call it what we like. The Bible calls it sin. And sometimes because we think that people didn't see us doing it, or people didn't hear us saying it, or perhaps there was nobody in the vicinity and this was just me, we somehow think that we're going to get away with that. If nobody knows, nobody cares, then it doesn't really matter. Well, of course it matters. Because God sees and God knows, and one day, whether it's 3 weeks, 30 years, or when we slip out of this life, there will be a day come when our sin will have to be paid for. We'll have to account for it, in other words. Do you know, boys and girls, the good news of the gospel is this, that regarding our sin, there was one who paid the price for our sin at the cross, the Lord Jesus. There's a little chorus says, we owed a debt we could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. In other words, when he went to the cross and he died on the cross for our sins, he paid our debt in full. Now that means that you and I can come today and receive the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And when we trust him as our Savior, the debt for our sin, it's cancelled. The punishment for our sin, it's gone because Jesus bore the punishment in his own body on the tree. He has paid our debt in full. But that matters nothing if we don't trust him as our Savior. One day we're going to have to account for our sin. The wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. So whether it's now or later on, there is a day coming when a bill won't come, but the voice of God will call us to accountability. Be sure your sin will find you out. But the alternative is that you could come to Jesus Christ today and have your sins forgiven and know that you can enter heaven with the debt paid. For Jesus Christ has paid it all, and all to him we owe. Remember that the next time you see somebody pulling out a credit card.